We're just days away from finding out the next president of France. The election is on Sunday, and the leading candidates have gone head-to-head in a live TV debate. This was really good to see. I love the style of this. I think a lot of the election debates in Australia have become so boring. So they had the leading candidates sitting across a table from each other, and they often looked into their rivals' eyes while tearing them down. And I reckon Marine Le Pen could upset the political establishment and knock off Emmanuel Macron. She's from the right, he's from the centre. He said she was telling lies. She called him arrogant. He accused her of repeating stupidities. She cut him off and told him not to lecture her. He shook his head sadly, and she laughed sarcastically. That's how one correspondent described the encounter. Another said this: it was all mudslinging. It was unworthy of a presidential election. Maybe, but it didn't half make for riveting viewing. And at the end of the day, the debate did its job. Well, that's the way I saw it. I thought the style of having the leading contenders sitting across from each other, looking into each other's eyes, gave it a real sense of excitement. And you want that when people are discussing issues that can sometimes be dry, and you want to get the entire nation to tune in and listen to what they're talking about. Well, that style worked for me. The New York Times reported some of the sharpest exchanges came over terrorism, with polls showing it's a major preoccupation for the French. Ms. Le Pen cast herself as tougher on the issue of terrorism, reeling off a series of anti-terror measures. She looked into the eyes of her opponent, Emmanuel Macron, and said, "You are complacent towards Islamist fundamentalism. We've got to eradicate fundamentalist ideologies. You won't do it because they support you," she said to him. Macron hit back with this: "The high priestess of fear is sitting in front of me," he said as he looked into her eyes. It was great stuff. She's promising tougher borders and a more protectionist approach when it comes to industry and jobs. He's trying to shake off the fact that he's part of one of the most unpopular governments of all time, that of François Hollande. They go to the polls on Sunday. The polls are saying that Emmanuel Macron has got it in the bag and Marine Le Pen won't have enough support. But I wonder how many French people have lied to the pollsters because they don't want to say in public that they support Marine Le Pen. That's what skewed the polls in America. A lot of people who voted for Donald Trump didn't want to say that when they were asked who they were voting for. The result in the polling booth was very different than the result given to the pollsters. And there are many issues at play in France, but the biggest is without doubt the changing face of the country and the threat of Islamic extremism. And Marine Le Pen has spoken to those concerns and offered the toughest response. And for that reason, and the fact that she doesn't represent the political establishment, I won't be surprised if she wins the presidency on Sunday.